Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. So as you know, this week we're talking about the law of attraction. And it's interesting because we've kind of been talking about the law of attraction this whole time, but we've just been using different words. And so I want to remind you of why we breathe. We breathe so that we can find our center and so that we can get connected to ourselves and therefore our inner being and therefore source energy, right? When we breathe, and this is what we've talked about a lot, we are exercising or building our awareness muscle, right? We're building our awareness. We become more aware of the things around us, of the things we think, of the people we spend time with. That is essentially the same thing as law of attraction. Law of attraction specifically says what you give your attention to is considered your point of attraction. And so that is what you're attracting. So when you are more aware of the things you're grateful for, that's why the matchback principle happens, because you are literally attracting more things to be grateful for, whether it's your awareness of those things or actually having more abundance come to you, having more things to be grateful for arriving. It's the same thing. Ask yourself, what are you aware of, or what are you giving your attention to? Is there something that you want that you don't have right now and you think about it a lot? We talked briefly about this yesterday. When you're thinking of those things, allow yourself to feel what it would feel like to already have those things. And those things will automatically come to you. Because when you put your awareness or your attention on something, you put out, so to speak, a vibration of whatever that thing is, right? And so when you continue to focus on it and focus on those feel-good feelings that having that thing brings, you are in a state of attraction. You are like a magnet drawing those things to you. Now, the caveat is when you focus on the fact that you don't have those things, I've said this before, when you check your bank account every day and see that $1 million hasn't shown up, now your focus is on not having it. Your focus has strayed, which means the vibration has strayed from what it feels like to have it to what it feels like not to have it. To the disappointment every time you look at that bank account and there's not another $1 million in there. Do you see what I mean? So it's really important to continue to focus on or put your attention towards or your awareness towards what it feels like to have all the things that you want in your life. What would it feel like? What would you do with it? What does it look like? Imagine it, feel those feelings and stay there. And let's not think about how miserable you are because you don't have it, or it's still not here. That partner, the love of my life, is still not here. Do you see the difference? And now all of a sudden, we've shifted our vibration. We want to stay in the vibration. Law of attraction is a law. Stay in the vibration of attraction by feeling good about the things that you desire and stay away from focusing on the fact that you don't have them yet. Now let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do that again. Deep breath in and out. Let's really relax into this today. Deep breath. And just relax and let everything out. One more time. And as you exhale, just allow yourself to sink into your chair. Good job. Go ahead and continue breathing in and out through your nostrils. Breathing in and breathing out. 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 Keep going. What does that feel like? What are you noticing about your breath? Does your attention go towards your lungs expanding and contracting? Or is it your diaphragm and your tummy? Are you thinking about the air that's hitting your nose? Whether it's cooler or warmer? Focus on those things as we breathe. Now I want you to shift your attention for just a minute and think of someone that you're grateful for. Imagine them standing right in front of you. And if you're anything like me, having them in front of me makes me smile. It fills me with love because I care about them so much and I'm so grateful for them. So my heart is already full. So I'm going to take that love and I'm going to send that to them as if a Care Bear stare from my heart center to theirs. And I imagine their heart like a well that's filling up with the love that I'm giving them. And it fills and it fills and it fills until it's overflowing. And they can't even hold my love for them inside of their heart center anymore. And they send it right back to me. And now we are literally like a cycle of love from my heart to theirs and from theirs to mine. And there's so much love overflowing from both of us that it reaches out to other people that I'm grateful for. And more people. And more people till eventually it covers the entire country. This love that the two of us have for each other. And then it expands and continues till it encompasses the entire world. Can you see that? Can you see what's possible just by being grateful for someone? Just by sending them a little bit of love? Remember, you're worthy of that too. Take a deep breath with me and exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I encourage you to pay attention today. Pay attention to where your attention is going and maybe what you are attracting into your life by putting your attention there. And as always, get out there and kick some ass.